Hey, I've got Judy on the other line. I'm going to transfer her now, okay?
Thank you, CJ.
Thanks, Phil.
Hello, Judy. This is Phil with Archtop Fiber.
Hi. So, you're remembering me now? Since I keep calling you.
How's it going today, Judy? How can we help you today?
Yeah, I wanted to just make sure. So, as I was going through this and dealing with another issue that came up, with what we've got, is that does that include another phone too?
Real quick, so I can look into it. What is your service address?
6 Platt, Platt Avenue, Rhinebeck, 12572.
There you are, found you. Thank you for that address. What is the email address we have on file?
JudithLDS4 at Gmail.
Thank you very much. And can you spell your last name for me just for verification processes?
Yes, Schneyer.
Thank you much for that, Judy. So you're looking to see your you were asking about a phone or for
Oh, well, because we're getting Wi-Fi, right? We're
Yes.
getting the, yeah. So both phones could use it.
Yeah, so both of your phones should be accessible on the Wi-Fi network. That is no issue. Our ONT gateway and our modem router can actually support up a vast majority of devices. From what we've been able to see, we have a couple customers who have 40 plus devices connected to one location. I'm not joking. It's actually one of our main technicians who's a use case. He's got like 49 different devices connected at any given time.
This isn't a business. This is just a
That's a per
personal
that,
person.
that 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 is a home network. Yes, that is correct.
Wow. Okay. We're going to be fine then. We
Yeah.
don't even have, yeah, that's all we have now, and I don't see, I see two computers and two phones. That's
So,
it. My son and I.
a
So,
lot
yeah.
of the things that you might not realize that might connect to the Wi-Fi is if you have smart TVs, gaming consoles, your printer fits on the Wi-Fi, if you have any kind of like Alexa, Siri, Apple Echo, the Amazon Echo, any of those devices will usually do connect to Wi-Fi as well. So while you might not think you have a lot of devices connected, you
I do
typically
have a
can.
printer.
So your printer's probably connected. If you have a smart TV or two, those will be connected. If your son has a gaming console, that'll probably be
He
connected to the
does have
Wi-Fi.
a console.
So
Yeah.
that's connected to your Wi-Fi as well. And do you have anything like the Apple HomePod, Amazon Echo, or the Alexa, or the Google HomePods?
I don't know what a HomePod is, and I don't have Alexa.
Okay, so no worries there. I was just going to say, if you have any one of those devices, those two
And no
also.
ring phones and no ring doorbells. I don't have a
No,
doorbell.
no worries there. I'm just letting you know. There's a lot of devices a lot of people don't realize do connect.
Yes.
Luckily for you, a lot of these devices actually connect on the lower 2.4 gigahertz bandwidth. So for higher speed devices like your phones, the console, your TVs, which will connect at a higher speed so they have more bandwidth. These other
Yes.
devices are going to connect at a lower end because they don't take a lot of information passage.
Right. So like the printer will be a little slower, but that's, I mean, not
won't
slow,
be
but it
slower.
won't be
It's
light speed.
it
Oh.
won't be slower. Won't be at a slower speed. It's just connecting on a different bandwidth, just so it can get so our modem routers can actually give more of the available bandwidth to those higher usage devices.
Okay, and so the person that comes will help me figure out how each of those things get connected.
They should be able to help you with that. Most printers usually they'll request one of two things. They'll either request the Wi-Fi network name and its password, or they'll ask you to press what's called the WPS button. That'll be on the back of your modem once you receive it.
Oh, okay.
You can always
Great.
ask
Yeah,
you.
because it's not actually working, so I don't know if I need to get a new one or if it's just a tiny fix. I don't know.
No, I understand that. And again, you can always ask the technician when they arrive to make sure that you have full understanding. And just in case that you do need to do a little bit of this troubleshooting, they'd be more than happy to help you with that. Typically, okay. It's going to be the password is going to be the easiest way. I would recommend, because they're going to be recommended by our technician as well, is as soon as they recommend it, you can even make sure it's pre-downloaded to your phone. Get what's called HomePass. It's by Plume. It's going to be your utilization.
Wait a second. Let me grab a pen so I can write this down.
No worries.
See, you know what you're talking about. I feel terrible because I used to make fun of my mother because she didn't know how to use the remote on the TV.
No. She's just like, Judy, how do you use this? trust me.
Constantly. I never know. I'm like, Mom, it's not that difficult.
I understand. I'm perfectly happy to help anybody. I've been the technological person in my family for many, many years. My parents, even from a young age, were like, hey, Phil. I'm like, yes. How do we do this? You do this, 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 and this.
Well, I thought my son was going to be that way, and he likes to pretend he is, but he doesn't always know what he's talking about. And then when I really need him, he's like, I don't know.
I understand a lot of this stuff because I've had to do full network cabling for a home in multiple different times. I build my own computers and stuff, so I understand this stuff really well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. So where do you live? No, just kidding. How high are you? No.
All righty. So do you have that pen
okay.
ready?
So yes, I do.
All right. So you're going to, do you have an Android or an Apple?
I've got an Apple.
All right, so you're going to go into the place. You're not the Play Store. That's Android. You're going to go into the App Store,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to find an app called HomePass. It should be HomePass by Plume, and Plume is Plume.
Wait, Home HomePass
by Plume Plume. So. And go ahead and when it gets closer to your installation date, so you're scheduled for the 21st at 1. So
okay.
on the 21st, let's just say at noon, go ahead and get, you can do it sooner than that, just so it's, you know, sitting rent free on your device if you want to do that. But go ahead and give that application a download. What that application
now, does that cost or?
No, that is actually included in your service.
Oh, okay.
So what Plume is going to allow you to do, that's how you will be able to control your Wi-Fi network, be able to rename it, change the password, and you'll get all of your login information with a technician at the time of your installation.
Okay. So while he's doing his bit, I can be doing that, or I should do it a little bit before, and then I'll know what's going
on. So you won't actually have your login credentials for this until your installation is closer to being completed. So once you've gotten your installation done, he'll give you the information on how to access Plume. And then what you can do is you can log in, and from there you'll be able to change your Wi-Fi password and name for your Wi-Fi okay. network, so everything's easier to go up. And I do highly recommend changing the Wi-Fi password and name, because the password they give you is like 16 characters long and it's hard to remember.
Oh God, no, I'm not going to.
And the reason I suggest changing the name of your Wi-Fi network is just in case you have other neighbors who are also receiving Archtop Fiber, we automatically assign a Wi-Fi name of Archtop Fiber whatever, and then give it a string of numbers. And if all of you don't change your Wi-Fi name, you may confuse your network with one of your neighbors.
Oh, okay. And I know you said that one of my neighbors was just connecting.
Yes, that is correct.
And I did see Archtop, but I couldn't figure out which house it was. And I was going to start calling all of them to see if it was.
No. He's like, hey, was it you who just got Archtop? How is it?
But it may show up when I go into password then, if they didn't change theirs.
Yeah, so if they have not changed their network name, if they are close enough to you, you will probably be able to see their Wi-Fi network name.
Okay. Now, there was somebody doing something on the wires yesterday right in front of my house, but across on the road. Would
mm-hmm.
they have been working on my place or
They are more than likely working on just the Wi-Fi on the fiber optic network itself.
Okay. Even though they've already done it, they may have been fine-tuning it or something.
Yeah, we do fine-tunes. We do checks and everything. We make sure that the network is as stable as possible.
Okay. So the other two questions. So it said, I know you said maybe wait till after it's set up before changing the phone service. Changing from Spectrum to whatever. But then I see notes that I had taken the first time I spoke to you. We're now on number three, or is it four? Anyway, Spectrum notify, and it says 3 weeks. But I don't know whether, am I supposed to notify Spectrum 3 weeks ahead, or?
No, you actually don't have to notify them any amount of time ahead of wanting to cancel your service. You can actually do the entire cancellation process through your computer or through your phone using Spectrum's app or website.
Okay, or I can call them.
Or you can call them. If you want to talk to a live person and get the robotic people that, you know, have to follow a script, sure, go ahead and call them. If you want to have an easy time, just use the app.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure they cancel the special hookup thing that they did. I wonder if, because I got a message from Verizon Wireless, and I don't have any clue what I'm doing with Verizon Wireless now. But anyway, okay, so I think that does it. And then the final thing is still looking at the streaming service, and you had mentioned Philo, and now I don't remember why, but it looks like it's very inexpensive, but it doesn't have any of the local stations, I think it is, or something. So then I got down to Hulu. Hulu streaming?
Yes.
Hulu. And they do a live TV plan. Live TV plans. And do you know anything about Hulu? I mean, I once used it for movies, but.
So I know they have their own. Give me one second. Let me look into a couple things for you.
Sure. Because I did think of Apple, but they don't have. They're just really...
They're just movies. They're realistically movies.
Yeah.
Let's see all channels. Let's see.
So they're roughly the same price, but I think they're actually a little less expensive than Spectrum.
Yeah, I believe that they are. Philo TV, while they are cheaper and they do give you a lot of, they don't give you the syndication channels, they give you the add-on channels. I see where it's coming on from that one.
And it just seems more complicated, and also it just sounds more complicated.
Yeah, Hulu is there, there's also, looking at it right now, I'm looking at a website right now that's called cabletv.com. It gives you an idea of, you know, what's available. Do they offer the local channels and whatnot? It looks like actually one of the ones that might work best. Let me see this. How expensive is this one? It looks like if you go with, there is a.
Are you looking up to you? I'm on there now. Are you on TV service, or where did you go?
When I did this, I just went to Google and I searched local station streaming. And then it gives me like a little breakdown box, and then it says keep it local, how to stream local channels with cabletv.com, and it just shows you where everything's at for that stuff. It looks like most of the services that actually do provide with the local channels, looks like majority of them, there's like, I know with YouTube TV, it does give you the most, but that's expensive as we were talking about. Hulu with the local channels is almost the same price as YouTube TV, but with that one, you also get a few extra channels as well. It looks like you get 95 channels. It's Hulu plus live TV. So what you get is you get the 95 live channels plus the 7 local channels, and you do get access to all of the Hulu movie library as well. So it's like 3 services rolled into one.
And that's the only one for Hulu. You can't get one that without maybe the...
No, it's you have to have a Hulu service with the live TV edition. Yeah.
Now, wait a second. So I am on cabletv.com,
mm-hmm.
And I put in my my zip code, and so it tells me that internet providers in Rhinebeck, Verizon or Frontier.
And yeah, you can ignore that.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So,
that's
so
what I was gonna
because
do.
A lot of these websites don't have Archtop Fiber listed. We're just now getting a lot of our marketing out onto the internet. Like if you're on mm-hmm. if you're on like Google and everything, and you search up like internet companies or whatever, you're going to start seeing like sponsored advertisements for Archtop Fiber. Those just recently started. So.
Okay, because then it also gives you TV and internet packages, and it just gives you YouTube through Frontier.
Yeah, so because you're going through us, because of the fact you're wanting those local stations, I would honestly suggest the Hulu Plus Live TV add-on package, because that way you're getting movies through Hulu. You're getting the mm-hmm. local stations, and you're getting a lot of you know, additional stations as well. And the price is not that much different from what you would be paying for anything else, but having those additional movies means if you just want to relax and sit back and watch a movie, you can.
Yes. Yeah, and I have Netflix, which I can probably – I don't know if that can – I guess that's a separate thing I just pay for if I still decide I want that.
Yeah, so station, so they're all individual services. So you've got Netflix, Paramount Plus, Hulu, YouTube TV. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, and I don't do all of those. I just do. I did do Hulu, and liked it. And there were a couple of things I didn't use it that often, but there were a few movies that you can only get on Hulu, and so
yeah.
You know, if I'm just pay for that price, you know, it's worth having.
So you can also, depending on who you go through for your phone service, they may actually have a package deal where you can actually bundle in the cost of Hulu, and you can even add in the addition of Hulu Live TV onto your actual current phone bill. But it does depend on your carrier.
Well, now, oh, wait. Now, so the carrier wouldn't be Hulu if I used Hulu?
So what I'm saying is, so depending on who your cell phone provider is, like here we have AT&T. AT&T offers us a Hulu Disney Plus bundle as an addition.
Verizon.
So
okay.
Verizon, I believe Verizon does have something where they do have a partnership where that you can get Hulu as an additional cost, as a discounted additional cost, but it gets attached to your phone bill instead of it being directly paying for those services.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I should talk to Verizon, because that's what they're saying is the number one for this area, and it is. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
so
I tried AT&T and stuff, and we just, yeah, it doesn't get around the county enough. Oh, so then that's why it says view plans, and then I can look at the internet plan, and it says add Netflix and Max for $10 a month.
Yeah,
and
so
Hulu and ESPN for $10 a month. But I think I have to check and see what I pay for.
So I would call Verizon up and let them know that you're looking to start adding streaming services to your bill if possible, and what can they offer. So that'd be something you'd have to discuss with Verizon.
Yeah, no, but you've been a big help.
No, you're quite welcome, Judy. Is there anything
so
else
I
can?
I don't mind that I call you. When
not
I
at all.
Call somebody.
Not at all.
We've got like a relationship now. I mean, you know what I mean. I didn't mean.
Oh, I understand. There's a lot of different kinds of relationships you can have out there. There's a business relationship, familiar, friendship. There's a lot of different ones out there.
Yeah.
All right, Judy, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, that'll be all.
All right. Well, thank you for
so
calling
much.
Us here
That's
at Archetype. Here at Archetype Fiber,
day.
Judy. You too. Have a great day.